March 10th, 2017, ICANN 58, Copenhagen, Hall A2, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., CCWG Accountability Workstream face-to-face.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 face-to-face meeting. There is coffee that is served if you want it. Please take a seat. We'll begin momentarily.
Good morning, everyone. This is a 2-minute warning. We will be beginning shortly.
Just a little message for our remote participants. We will start in 2 minutes. Thanks for your patience. Can you please be seated? We have an important announcement to make. Please be seated. Can I please ask you, please be seated. So we're going to do a little morning exercise. So listen closely. We have one person in this room who did something which may or may not have been very unwise. And this person doesn't yet know what he got himself into. Leon was picked for the board. So let's give him a big round of applause. And I want you to get this out of the way before we start the official part of this day and before we start the recording, because, as you know, this is part of our conspiracy takeover plan. So we have number two from this team on the board now. Some more to come, probably. It's not going to be us, for sure. So Leon is going to start with the official agenda. Leon, over to you.
Thank you very much, Thomas. Welcome, everyone, to our CCWG on Enhancing ICANN's Accountability Workstream 2 face-to-face meeting in Copenhagen. For our remote participants, I would like to remind you to please raise your hand on the Adobe Connect room, or if you are not in the Adobe Connect room, please do state it at this time so we can be aware that you are on the phone bridge. And if you need or you want to speak at any time, please let us know so we can put you or place you in the queue, and we will be happy to do so. So as usual, this is also a reminder for those here in the room to please raise your hand in the Adobe Connect if you want to speak. It is easier for everyone to have you raise your hand in the Adobe Connect room, so that way we can keep close view to the queue and let everyone speak as we usually do. So in this meeting, we have sent an agenda with the supporting materials a couple of weeks before we arrived here. And our first agenda item for today is, of course, a reminder of the standard rules of behavior, the expected standards of behavior for ICANN meetings. I believe that we all know those standards of behavior already. And if you don't, if you are just coming in, please do read those standards of behavior. They are very useful. And, of course, we also have a reminder to update your statement of interest. If you have any changes or if you haven't done so and you need to actually update your statement of interest, staff will always be glad to assist you if you have any problems. Please do so at your earliest convenience. We, as I said, we sent the agenda. And I would like to see if there are any comments, if there's anything that anyone would like to add at the end for any other business, or if there are any comments on how the agenda is structured, it would be useful to receive those comments now so we can adjust accordingly. Okay, so I see no hands raised and no comments. So the agenda stands as we sent it. And next, we're going to review the action items from our last meeting. We had some correspondence with the chartering organizations of the CCWG. And so far, all of the chartering organizations have spoken. And each of them has stated an opinion about the status of ATRT3. And the last supporting organization to speak on that was the GNSO. And we received the correspondence from the GNSO, and I believe that Mathieu forwarded to the plenary list. And each of them has now stated whether they want to have a narrow scope of ATRT3 or should that ATRT3 review should be kept as is. And I think now it's on the hands of the review team itself to define whether they want to have a narrower scope than initially intended, and of course keep an eye on those overlapping issues that we have discussed that may be affecting the work of the review team and of some of the subgroups for our work stream too. So we will be, of course, pending a reply from the review team as to how they want to lead this effort. And we will communicate this to the board. We are going to draft a communique to the board informing them about the situation so they can also have this information handy and act accordingly. I would also like to remind you about the travel funding applications for ICANN 59. I know that we just got into ICANN 58, but it's something that we want to remind you. We have our travel policy. It has been circulated to the list again, and those that qualify for travel support for ICANN 59 should be filing their requests at your earliest convenience as well. So we also have some public consultations opened and some questionnaires that are on the pipeline, and it would be excellent if we could engage all SOs and ACs during this week and in the coming weeks with these public comments and the questionnaires that are open for public consultation. So, of course, as members of the CCWG and as members of the different chartering organizations, please do try to have your corresponding SO or AC engage in these exercises. So I guess that would be a general review of what we had pending, unless I am forgetting anything, Thomas or Mathieu. And I would now like to hand it to my co-chair, Thomas, for the next agenda item. So, Thomas, you have the floor.
Okay, so on ATRT3, as you well know, we have reached out to the... Is that... Can we flip slides, please? Sorry for that. So can I...
That's done.
That's done. So we can have Jordan and...
Yes, that's it.
Jordan and Avri, do you want us want to... Jordan and Avri, can you come to us? Because you will be up next.
do that next one.
So do we have Jordan and Avery's slides ready to go into the Adobe?
A glitch.
So please bear with us for a moment. We will continue momentarily. So just to give a little bit of context, we're now going to discuss the staff accountability work, and Avery and Jordan have joined us to give us an overview of their paper. And as you will have seen reading the documents that Bernie circulated, we need to discuss with this group how the sub-team is going to best continue its work, because there are some questions from the sub-team in terms of how we continue and how to potentially reframe the work that's currently been done. So I'm not sure whether Avery or Jordan is going to be first. I think you're going to take turns anyway, okay. But Avery is going to be first. Please.
Yep, we got the slides. Okay, this is Avery Doria speaking. So, yeah, we wanted to talk a little bit about staff accountability group. Might as well move on to the next slide. Okay, so basically, our task was well specified in Workstream 1. There's a whole list of things we need to complete. We will talk about the work we have done so far. We actually got fairly far, but then we hit a halting point, and that's what sort of motivates today's discussion. That's the challenges we face. The need for a better working method with ICANN is one of the things we'll discuss. A request, a need that we have to rescope our work somewhat, and we'll get into the why. And then some examples of issues that have been identified so far. Okay, moving on. So, the work was established in Workstream 1 as an area of further work. To work with ICANN, and that was a very important part of our mandate, to work with ICANN, and that means ICANN staff, ICANN org, whatever it is we decide we're going to call it at the end of the day, the part of ICANN that's paid to be ICANN, to document the roles of staff compared with board and community, often referred to as the trinity now of board, staff, and community, and to consider a range of improvements to processes and feedback loops. And this HR is not human rights, but is human resources. Thank you. I've been using the other HR for so long that the fact that there are two HRs escaped me.
It's human.
Yeah, they're both human, okay, for the most part. So implicitly, the intent of the work was to improve the relationship. And but we've seen as we've gone through this that there are various pitfalls and areas in our discussion. Please, next slide. Do you want to say, stop me anytime you want to say something?
Do you want to do the first half and I'll do the second half?
Sure thing. So what we've done so far, we developed a work plan, we discussed the topics, we actually came up with a draft for our A document, the relationships and the roles, describing them. And it was a very expansive draft that we then cut down, put part of it in an appendix. We thought we were on a good track to submit that for this meeting. We had told the chairs and Bernie and everybody that we were on track to have it done. And then basically at our, I think it was the second reading of the document, we got a halt from at least one member of the group that said, nope, this thing is not ready to go forward, this thing is missing part of its content, we have to step back, we have to think some more about what we're doing there. So we have these two documents. Document B was started on the processes. It got so far as defining the existing processes, but didn't go into recommendations for future ones because A was the one that was discussing the roles and responsibilities, the relationships and roles that would determine what we put in B. We also, by the way, have a third document that's not listed here, and that's that in the midst of requesting information from ICANN staff, a.k.a. ICANN organization, we received a set of questions from them to answer. Now, the questions from them are very directed, and one of the subtexts that we find in those questions is, so what's the problem? And indeed, that was part of the halting problem we had, is we were discussing relationships, we were discussing roles, but we weren't discussing the problem. So that's how far we've gotten. Next slide, please. So is this the place where I'm, are you going to talk about the challenge?
Sure.
Okay, you talk about the challenge.
Thanks, Avery. Hi, everyone. Jordan Carter here. So I guess following on from what Avery said, the wording in the Workstream 1 report about what we needed to do leaves that, you know, identify problems and propose solutions thing a bit unclear. And part of what we were asking you today is your agreement or consensus that we can actually focus on that. And so there's a bit of a gap in what we've done from what is most useful, which is, if you think about the problem of staff accountability, and if you think about the aim being to say, this is how we could improve the relationship, then, you know, saying, well, work out what the problems are and propose ways to sort them out seems quite natural, but it isn't quite what we expect to do. And the related point, I guess, is that particularly in the evaluation of what processes are already in place, it has taken a long time to get the information. And I'm not raising that to excuse the progress that we have or haven't made, just to point out the chronology of it, really, that we were established in the middle of last year, and that the staff papers arrived in, sort of late last year. Requests for info went to ICANN November, I think, last year. We got replies at the end of January. So this halting sort of flow of information back and forth hasn't really delivered. Could we grab the next slide? So there are two things that we would like to get your feedback on, and I think the easiest way to go is to just outline those two and then come back and discuss them one after the other. First is a better working method. I think that if we're going to work with ICANN to develop documents, the worst possible way we could work with ICANN to develop documents is by drafting documents and then asking ICANN for further information or feedback, and then 6 weeks later getting a response. It's not exactly that we need to have a negotiation of these documents, but it's more the case that working with someone to create something is much better done in, more in real time than by back and forths, if you can do it. So we need a group of people on the ICANN side of that equation who can offer views and make commitments, explore stuff, brainstorm, tweak, adjust, and bring their knowledge and perspective of these issues to bear. And when you think about it, when it comes to how staff are held to account, of course people inside the organization know more about how that process works. They're in the culture, they're dealing with it day to day, they're on the receiving end of it, they have a different perspective about what the community is doing. If we were only accessing that through the exchanges of written documents every 6 weeks, we're missing the trick. But it seems to me, like in my experience here is relatively limited, but that this is a different way for ICANN to work, that this isn't the standard way you might deal with a community group. And so it requires ICANN to think about and agree a different way of working. So we think that the staff accountability subgroup of CCWG can do it, and the CCWG can do it, but we would need ICANN to agree to do that as well. So that's one of our two points, the better working method. If we could go to the next slide.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Avriette.
I do want to add one thing in that it also had board in parentheses. We do have a board liaison, and the board liaison has been participating in the meetings with moderate regularity. And in fact, it was the board liaison that was one of the two people that called a halt to the work and basically said, hold on a second, I think you're going in a problematic direction. We need to step back. So the board member did work with us, but perhaps worked with us a little towards the end of the process when we thought we were almost there, and that and perhaps that is a familiar timing to people. But so we just... Other than the support we've got giving us documents we asked for, that certainly has happened. There has not been any staff person who's actually been participating. There was a board person participating.
And none of that is to blame that board member for the concerns that were raised. It wasn't just one person's concerns that brought us to today. Two people raised them on the call. I shared some of those concerns as well. So not trying to pigeonhole this as a board liaison problem or anything, just to be clear. It was a helpful... Okay. Well, I'm not anyway. Avery might be, but you know, the diversity of rapporteur views, that's what you're paying us for, right? Oh, shit, that was a secret. The next slide... I was kidding.
Is it your turn to hold the nickel?
So the second point really flows from the introductory comment that we think that we need to do a slightly different piece of work than we were envisaging, and that the literal words written down in the Workstream 1 report say. We want to do a brief documentation job of the set of relationships and procedures and so on that are in place. We want to do quite a lot of issues or concerns or problems with staff accountability have already come up, but we want to canvas and get any more of those on the table. There's the letter from the registries group that came through. There are other sort of specifics that people have raised. We just want to make a call to really say, what are the challenges that you're facing about staff accountability as a broad topic? And to come up with possible solutions for them. Not with the hope necessarily that those exact solutions will be implemented word for word, but that the community is applying some energy thinking to ways that they might be resolved. Ways that probably aren't micro-interventions on each single issue that comes up, but on kind of changing the process and structures of ICANN so that they're less likely to come up in the first place. And to make sure that we're dealing with these issues in the rubric of staff accountability, not building the perfect ICANN or ICANN 3.0 or relitigating Workstream 1 or any of those things. So those are the kind of two key areas. I'm sure that Avery's got something to add to that as well. But it's like, what is, you know, can we have a different working method with ICANN? And can we have this slight adjustment or refocusing of our scope?
Yeah, the only thing I'd want to add is not only to find ways to prevent them from coming up, because you can never prevent issues from coming up completely, but to have some known paths for mitigating other than an unknown, someday there will be a complaint officer, and someday the complaint officer will deal with all complaints and we'll never have a problem again type of approach. So, you know, some intermediate methods of dealing with issues when they come up. So, A, they don't rise to the level of complaint. They just rise to, ooh, there's a problem, how do we deal with it, and such. So it's both helping to prevent and that. But really, we have to come up with the question of, as we discuss this, and then people say, well, what's the problem you're trying to solve? Well, staff accountability. Well, what about staff accountability? What's wrong? What are your complaints? And that, and we have heard many of them. Only the registries have gone through the effort of documenting them in a politically safe way of documenting without casting aspersions or putting themselves in retaliation's path. So therefore, and that is one thing that we've heard that isn't on the slides, is when you start pressing people to talk about the issues, the problems they had, it's, I got to keep working with them. We spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we can't afford to have this complaint become something that blocks our work, that blocks our business cases. So even when people do it, they have to do it very diplomatically, because there is a certain amount of apprehension. Thanks.
Well, that's a perfect time to just go on to the next slide, which is the last slide. So why don't you keep talking?
Okay. So some of the examples of issues and problems. There's a lack of forum in which staff or community can safely raise or work through issues. And there's when you've got an issue with staff, you can complain to Circle ID. You can complain in the public forum. But how do you deal with it in a constructive manner? You know, you can go to someone's boss if you can figure out exactly who is their boss. Very often staff is perceived as crossing that albeit fuzzy line between implementation to development or decision, and where that line always lies is difficult. There's a culture of the staff in respect to focusing on supporting community role in policy development, and there are certain, you know, stressors there in terms of who takes responsibility when. The whole roles and responsibilities issue that we hear discussed often in sort of a general internet governance sense of, you know, there are different roles and responsibilities and how they work together. We don't have a clear notion, a clear delineation of how we deal with that here. And then there's lack of formalized inclusion of community feedback in staff assessment. It's not that we're saying that community should be reviewing staff, but especially staff that is community facing. The notion that their managers would talk to some of the responsible members of the community at review time, you know, is that sometimes there's great surprise that you hear of someone who has been elevated to a great new role and you go, but what about the Peter Principle? So there's a certain, you know, why did nobody talk to us? You know, and then you go and you ask, well, why did you, you know, promote, or why did you reward? You know, there's another issue that comes up that we didn't get on this list is we often hear of the bonuses that staff members get. But we don't know what they're for. Are the bonuses to get certain policies through? Are the bonuses to make sure that a policy happens in a specified time? So what are those specifications? If a bonus relates to the work that the community is doing, the question is, should the community know it? If you're working with a staff person whose incentive is perhaps other than the community's incentive, and I'm hand-waving because I don't know, and perhaps that's Trump-like of me, but, you know, it's basically, what are the incentives? What are they getting rewarded for? And does it in any way contradict or force the hand of the community? Is there another slide? I don't think so.
Nope.
Okay, so that was our spiel.
Thanks so much, Avery and Jordan. I suggest that we now open it up for comments from you or the remote participants. And as you know, we would like you to raise your hand in the Adobe room so that we can manage the queue. And the first one in line is Cavus, please.
Good morning to all of you. First of all, thank you very much for your comprehensive report on the problems and difficulties. You all remember that at Workstream 1, I raised the questions of the approach that we have to take with respect to the staff accountability. I mentioned that it seems that we want to get involved in the micromanagement and day-to-day operation of the ICANN. And we are breaking the hierarchy that exists. We want to totally bypass the board, bypass the CEO, and go to the staff one by one and being responsible that asking them to report to us and we judge them. There is no black and white, but there are some limits that we should put on our activities. There was a lot of complaint made. This report, while we very much appreciate, is striking and disappointing. There are so many negative issues which may not exist. Either we are perfectionist or idealistic, or we are far from being involved in the management up to now, and all of a sudden given such authority that go to the detail of everything and ask everything that you want. So I don't understand the role of the community to go to so much in detail of the things and asking so much detailed situation. So we have to normalize or streamline our demand. And we have to listen, and without having any two-part discussions, negotiations and discussions, and listening to the problems and so on and so forth, we cannot make decide unilaterally. And we cannot dictate the day-to-day and hour-to-hour operation to them, and that is the situation which may not resolve the issue. I don't think that ICANN, the 350 or 380, I don't know how many staff they have, is much more important than any other organization in the world. They have thousands of the people and they may face problems, but they do not go to that level of detail that we are going. The maximum that you do, they have an external auditor, they go to the problems and make recommendations to the management and ask the management to implement the recommendations. At the end of the year, they come whether the recommendation has been, which has been made, implemented or not. If not implemented, ask them why have not been implemented. But the people that are management, top, board and CEO, but not the staff, we're totally excluding them. And that may not work. It is idealistic and perfectionist. So you are requiring, but perhaps listen to those people who might have some other experience in other part of the world, how they think is done. We are going too far. So you ask the endorsement of the community or CCWG with respect to what you have proposed. I don't think that there is a lump sum endorsement. We have to see what is possible and what is not possible. We don't want to have a negative outcome of this. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Cavus. I suggest that we collect one or two more interventions and then you will get the opportunity to respond. Let's move to Steve and then to Ellen.
Steve Del Bianco. I think that my view is you're the work team and you're doing the work. And if you have arrived at the point where you believe an adjustment in your scope and focus is appropriate, I've read it over and I fully support that. And yet, because you're doing the work, you're proposing to make this change in focus and you're really, really asking, are there any objections to it? As opposed to sort of throwing it out there for broad community input. And you're nodding, and I appreciate that. Our work group went through the same thing where you, as you start to do the research and review, you discover that it may not be exactly what was in the bylaw for Workstream 2 or the report. So I support that adjustment that you're making. And with regard to the adjustment at looking at problems, I think you've found the right distinction at describing issues slash problems. What you have on the screen, these four bullets, are examples of pattern of practice or systemic issues that require more systemic solutions and culture changes. Those are entirely appropriate to identify in a report like the one you're doing. On the other hand, a specific instance where an individual or an incident occurs is perfectly routed for the CEO's new complaints officer. And I'm positive that he'll talk about that today because there's been multiple conversations with him where if you have a concern about an issue like that, bring it to the complaints officer. And that complaints officer would deal with individual incidents and individuals in real time. And you're not doing that here. You're looking at systemic patterns that have occurred over time that require more structural. And those four are good examples. Denise Michel in the business constituency has been leading our effort in the BC to look at another example of a systemic, and it's, I'll leave it to Denise to give you the details, but the BC has been documenting for quite some time a systemic issue in the way that staff analyzes, summarizes, and acknowledges public comments that all of us spend so much time preparing. And systemic issues like that have a perfect place in your document, and I think the change in focus that you've proposed is entirely appropriate. Thanks for your work.
Thanks very much, Steve. Let's hear Ellen, and then you guys get the chance to respond, okay?
Thank you very much. In the interest of full disclosure, I'm a member of this working group and have not been particularly active. That notwithstanding, Avery has pretty well channeled for me and repeated anything I might have said completely independently of discussions in the working group. Many times there is almost a curtain of opacity as opposed to transparency between staff and volunteers. There is a certain level of both secrecy and you don't have a need to know, and the details of how processes work. As Avery said, if you're looking at a low level, try to find out who someone reports to, who to complain to. If you're working at a higher level, there's almost a, I don't even know how to put it, but a group of mutual finger pointing so you never actually can get an issue resolved. It just goes to somebody else. I donate my time to ICANN. I donate a lot of time to ICANN. Now, I may be in a particularly interesting position. I'm the chair of at-large of ALAC, and we are wholly dependent on ICANN to provide our services. We have no resources of our own, and there's no money in the game. And the number of letters I have to write, emails I have to write on a regular basis, complaining, but not complaining. We've made reference to a complaints officer. I don't want to raise things to the level of a formal complaint. That will set a tone between staff and volunteers that's just going to be untenable. We need a better way of working cooperatively, less defensiveness on ICANN's side, and a lot more openness. Thank you.
Okay, who wants to respond? Jordan, Avery, both? And then we will continue with the queue.
We might both have a couple of comments. Backward first from Alan's comment. What we want, I think, is processes where that feedback isn't seen as complaining, right? Where there's a kind of institutionalized way to get community feedback so that it isn't seen as unusual and where you don't feel like you're putting relationships at risk by raising concerns, and where giving praise isn't seen as unusual either. Anyone who thinks that staff are always performing badly obviously doesn't work with ICANN staff very much. Most of the work done that I've observed anyway has been really good. So you want to get both sides of that coin in the loop. Steve, thanks. Yes, systemic issues and processes are what we should be focused on. And Cavus, I think that comes to your point. Certainly from my point of view, it isn't about micromanaging staff. It's about transparency of process so people can understand how these concerns are dealt with when they arise. And identifying the community's take on where there might be gaps or issues not being solved by today's processes to be a constructive contribution to ICANN's evolution. So if you see the substantive content that we work on from this process straying too far, please say so. But at the moment, all the endorsement that we're looking for is to focus on problems and solutions, not on the specifics that have been raised there, and we're not asking for a blank check for you to endorse the outcomes of that work.
Thanks. Very little to add. First of all, I don't think there's anything in what we're talking about now that is anti-hierarchical within the staff. Now, there may certainly be those within the group that would prefer to see a very different relationship and a very different set of roles and responsibilities between staff and community. But what we're talking about at the moment is a way to contribute to the the assessment, to be able to talk, to be able to, yes, as Jordan says, here's the stuff that's really, really good, and here's the stuff that could be improved. Not to interfere with the hierarchy, but to contribute to its functioning. And I very much agree with you when you say it's good to talk, to be able to go back and forth between staff and community. One of the things we're saying is that is not currently happening. It happens perhaps on an individual level, certain I will talk to someone, someone will talk to me, but it does not happen in a systemic way. And within the group, it's not happening. So I completely agree with you. Yes, we need to talk and work together with them, but they need to talk and work together with us as well. And us just wishing for it hasn't made it happen. Us asking voluntarily, will some staff person please come and participate in the group, didn't happen. And it got to the point where we feel that we're working sort of single-handedly without the other side of the coin. And so that's part of this issue. Thanks.
Thanks very much. So let's now continue with the queue. We have Olga.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much, Avery and Jordan, for the great work. I agree with most of the things that you have explained and expressed after being participating for many years in ICANN. So thank you very much for that. I would like to know which are the next steps that you are envisioning for the work of the sub-working group.
Oh, no. Did you want to collect several before I answer that?
I suggest we take two or three again. And so next is Greg, please.
Thanks. Greg Shatton, for the record. ICANN is a unique organization, and I think that the relationship between the staff and the community is one of the unique aspects of that, and therefore lessons to be learned from other organizational matrices are limited at best. For the community to accomplish what it needs to accomplish, it can't do it without the staff. Essentially, we would all be engaged in a circular exercise and not one of finger-pointing if the staff didn't take our work and turn it into reality. They are a membrane between us and the board, and approaching them only through the board is, I think, an improper approach. I think, in fact, the Staff Accountability Working Group may be the heart of this entire accountability work, as much as we've spent time on so many other incredibly important things, such as jurisdiction and human rights. But in terms of, in Workstream 1, we kind of solved the cataclysmic problem of what to do when something was so bad that we had to get together the empowered community, or perhaps spill the board, spill the director. But in terms of dealing with things that were impeding the proper work of the community, but that were not necessarily cataclysmic, but were definitely problematic or less than optimal, we didn't really create a methodology for that. And that's, I think, this group's job, is to identify the issues, which are up there as some of the key issues, and then to resolve it. I think the first report of the group went off on a tangent or a series of tangents that was unfortunate, but I think the stop to refocus is very important. So I am very encouraged by the work of the group, and I admit I am a member of the group, and I have been moderately active, not active enough, and increasingly active as I've seen, you know, where the group is going, its strengths and its weaknesses of its work to date. And I regret also having kind of been a little bit late to the party on some of my comments and criticisms of the work, as well as some others. So I think we're heading on the right track. I think that it's critical that the group work with staff and vice versa on this, as that was a unique part of the charge of this subgroup and this subgroup alone, to work with staff. And I think that finding the methodology for staff and community to work together to accomplish the objectives of the ICANN ecosystem, organism, Megillah, whatever you want to call it, is among the most critical and important pieces of work that we have. So thank you.
Thanks very much, Greg. Let's hear Sebastian now. After that, Avri and Jordan will respond. And let me already announce that after Phil, I plan to close the queue. So next is Sebastian, please.
Thank you very much. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. A few things. The first one, it's everything that we work in Workstream 1 to solve the main issue around the functioning of the board. And now we don't have a coin with two slides, but we have a coin with three. And I don't know which one is the small one at the middle, but it's important that we have three element in this discussion. And of course, we organize the work to be done to discuss the relationship between the community and staff in one group. But in another group, we are talking about accountability and transparency of our own community groups. And that's the third piece of this all work. And I remind me in this history of this organization, in this ICANN system, whatever you want to call the three elements together, that the relationship between the community members and staff change depending on the CEO, depending of the time of the CEO mandate, depending of the outside situation. There were times the door of the staff was quite open to have a discussion with member of the community, time where it was really closed. Everything need to go through the CEO. Everything need to go to the board. And sometimes they can go directly. And I think what we need to do is to find a way how it could be handled the more easily and for the success of the whole structure, not for one against the other. So my last point is that I see too much situation where, in fact, staff production raise a battle within the community. I can take some example with some reviews, but you can find other work done in that direction. And I think if this group can help to fix that also, it will be great. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Sebastian. Matthew?
Yes, thanks. Matthew Shears for the record. Thank you for this. I found the document A, or the document that was circulated with the many comments in it, quite useful and obviously a considerable piece of work. What I think is so interesting, though, is that there is a part B, I understand, which is the second part of the mandate of the group, which is really to look at the performance indicators, training, and other issues. And I think, in a way, that probably is where your proposed change of tack really belongs. If you look at these examples or issues up here, you can see that the first bullet and the last bullet are really about performance, about training, and specific to staff accountability. The second and third, more interestingly, are about relationships. So I think both parts of that mandate deserve the same kind of focus that you've given to the first part. And to Greg's point, I think he's absolutely right. It's absolutely imperative that staff be involved directly in this process. It's inconceivable in a way that we would think that the accountability of staff would be considered without them participating. Thanks.
Thanks very much. Matthew, I suggest that Avri and Jordan respond now, should you wish so.
Okay. First, I almost wanted to jump in on Olga's question. I think one of the things that we would do going forward is start collecting these issues, problems. And I think the other thing is good stuff. I mean, because there are some features of the interaction with staff that you want to say, this is great and we want more of it. So there's that too. But even when that's the case, it's how do you make that systemic? How do you make it not, gee, there's one really good person, or there's one really good group, and we wish all the other groups kind of worked like this one really good group. So how do you make? So we would basically start that, you know, that process. I think in terms of the comment Matthew made, I think that this figuring out the issues, problems, and things to reinforce issue falls in between. It affects document A and it drives document B. But it answers that question, so what's the problem here? So what's the issue that both A and B have? You can read a lot of A now and say, interesting, but why did you say that? So why did you describe it that way? And to get into those issues felt like it was out of scope to some of our participants. Some of us thought, no, it was probably a reasonable derivative of our scope, but it not being explicitly condoned meant that some were able to believe, and quite adequately, that we were, stretching beyond our scope. So that's, I like what Greg said. I think, yes, a lot of the brain power that we need has been busy leading the other groups, has been busy being the contributors to the other groups. And while we were sitting waiting on documents, so we had nothing to keep those folks busy. You know, we were sort of in a wait mode at the beginning, and everybody got fully involved. So as you start to complete the other work, I think it'll be really exciting to see that brain power coming in. And one of the things I forgot to mention to Steve, and a couple more have come out, is exactly looking for those reports from other folks about what they see as the issues. And please, when you write them, if there's really good stuff that you would like to see more of, and you'd like to see systematic, please describe that too.
Only one quick thing. Thank you for the feedback, Matthew, Sebastian, and Greg. Good points. On the process, Olga, I think what we can best do is document some issues and some problems that we develop and have from the information that we've got, and probably seek public comment on a draft like that, though we haven't discussed that kind of working method yet, just to make sure there aren't major systemic problems that we've missed, and to get some validation that people think the proposed solutions will actually tackle the problems that have been identified. And that would be a precursor to a final kind of report and set of recommendations.
Okay, so we have three more people in the queue: Athena, Denise, and then Phil.
Hello, this is Athena, ASO Liaison. I would like just to echo some of the comments that were given. So, of course, the community has an interest in a good function of ICANN, and of course, ICANN is an organization. It has its own structures and hierarchy, and the community may make assessments on whether ICANN as an organization indeed follows its procedures and performs in line with the community expectations. And I think it's a good idea that the community gives feedback on the performance and highlights these expectations and obligations. But this should be mainly directed to those on the top of the hierarchy. And below this level, this top-level assessment of staff is an internal process of each organization. And I understand how the transparency there cannot be very high because it's an internal process. So even there, getting feedback from the community, it is essential, but how this feedback is evaluated, this is still an internal process in an organization. I do agree to formalize this process of feedback from the community to ICANN, but I trust that any work in this subgroup will respect internal procedures and the hierarchy of the organization. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Athena. Denise?
Thank you, Denise Michel. I want to follow up on previous comments, specifically about the formal public comment periods at ICANN. This has been an ongoing issue for decades. We've received various staff commitments over the years to provide timely, fulsome, substantive responses to the community's formally submitted public comments. That has occasionally happened, but by and large, the responses we see, not only from staff, but I think it certainly should be incorporated very explicitly in this work we're discussing, not only from staff, but actually from the board and other members of the community, SOs and ACs included, that that post things for public comment, we are not seeing a substantive response to the specific issues that the community raises. They're either non-responsive, or they are erroneous, or they are simply lacking. In particular, over the last few years, staff seems to have treated the response to public comments as a pro forma summary rather than a substantive engagement with the often very thoughtful and substantive responses that members of the community take time to post. And so we're seeing really a break in the engagement and discussion of very substantive issues that are moving towards the board. So I think it's worth calling out explicitly staff and other members of the community's responsibility to engage substantively in the public comment forum, respond to comments quite substantively. And I think I'd like to raise that staff should also have the responsibility of actually reaching out and engaging directly, particularly with SOs and AC groups that file substantive responses to public comments. Thank you.
Thanks, Denise. Phil?
Yes, good morning, all. And Phil Corwin for the record, thank you. This is perhaps the most important topic in Workstream 2, because if staff is not properly accountable to the community, then ICANN really isn't working right. Then there's a disconnect between community-based, bottom-up policymaking and its actual implementation and enforcement. And I think it's not the job of this working group, but it's the job of all the community leaders working with the senior staff and board members to do everything we can to create a culture of accountability among the staff that will minimize any problems. Because the staff's in a difficult role. The staff has to be accountable to their managers in their day-to-day jobs, but they have to also be accountable to the community, which is what this organization is all about. Now, I think some of the problems we've seen resulted from the fact that under the prior CEO, there was a massive expansion of staff ranks by 150% in an 18-month period, a lot of new people coming in without history of the organization, and it's the natural inclination of staff people in general to want to first please those managers they report to who control their promotions and their salaries. And there was also that expansion took place during a time of some substantial tension between the community and the leadership of ICANN, the board, over the transition and the terming and timing of the transition. But we're past that. We've gotten through that. I think it's strengthened everyone. We have a new CEO with a different tone. So the key thing is for staff to understand that their job, and they do a great job of supporting the policy process. I co-chair two working groups, and we couldn't get one-tenth of what we're getting done without the excellent staff support received from the policy staff. So they're there to support the community. They're there to implement policy. There's a lot of things staff do, compliance, contracts, et cetera, where they're not directly responsible, accountable to the community, and that's what we need transparency for. As long as we know how those processes are being carried out, we can chime in when we think something's gone wrong. The last point I'd make is that on this new complaint process, I've had some conversations with senior staff on that in the last few weeks. As I understand it, the new complaint person may be named at this meeting, that this is a project initiated by the CEO, that the person will report directly to the general counsel, and that the actual process, how the process, complaint process will work, what type of complaints it will be applicable to, what relief may be available, are still on the drawing board. So I think that's something all of us should be asking questions about in our meetings here, because I think we have a chance to shape that complaint process. It's not written in stone yet. It's just being drafted up. So let's make it something which is a last resort, but is a last resort that serves the community in the way it wants once implemented. So those are my thoughts. And I think this working group, I am a member. I haven't participated in every meeting, but I think it's doing a fine job, and I support its current effort to refine its mission and get to completion with a good report. And I thank you all for your efforts.
Thanks, Phil. Alan, I had closed the queue earlier. Is it, you spoke already on this topic. Is it very brief? Okay, go for it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Just a follow-on comment to Denise. I generally agree with her. I think we do have to differentiate the comments that are answered by the community versus those by staff. Not that necessarily the community does a perfect job, but it's done open in meetings that are publicly attendable. Staff comments are formulated behind closed doors with no discussion, and I think we have to differentiate between them. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Ellen. Now, I suggest that you get an opportunity to respond to the last interventions if you want to, and then I try to sort of wrap it up.
I really only have one comment, which is for all of you that said you're members of the group but haven't been participating too much. And you had really good comments, and I really look forward to you helping us take the next steps.
I would sort of say the same thing without the emotional torture and blame game that Avery just tried to impose on you.
Blaming?
Kidding. More participation would be great. I think we'll try and prioritize a kind of revised work plan out of this. And certainly for myself, I take the comments as an endorsement of the two things that we've done. We will have to, with the conversation with Joran this afternoon, make the point, I think, about the need for a new working method with people, as others have mentioned, further up the hierarchy of the ICANN organization to be able to advance that discussion and dialogue. But thank you all for the input.
Thanks very much. Again, so let me just confirm for the record, so you did get the guidance that you were expecting?
We got the guidance that we were hoping for. I didn't have an expectation.
It's always good to start with zero expectations and be positively surprised. That's a nice principle of life. But I think what sort of turned out during this discussion this morning is that we are now clearer on what we don't want. So we don't want an entire organizational overhaul with new job specs written for everyone in this in ICANN. We don't want to micromanage staff. That's not for us to do. We don't want a repository of individual complaints, or we don't want to formalize issues that are not working between staff and the community, because in general, relationship between staff and the community is an excellent one, and I think that that shall be preserved. So the overall scheme of this is to find high-level patterns, systematic patterns where things can be improved, so we're not looking at individual issues, but at best, we're going to come up with a concise paper spelling out some observations on systemic patterns and then potentially recommendations how these systematic or systemic issues can be resolved. But it's not for us to implement those, because that would be something for the CEO managing the staff ultimately to inject into the organization. What we're missing at the moment is more engagement with staff on this particular item. So I guess one of the questions that we should be asking Joran this afternoon, and hopefully we're going to have a few minutes to prep for our discussion with him, is how we can better engage with staff to get that information. And ultimately, everything's about consumer satisfaction. We are lacking to a certain extent a feedback loop between the community and staff on how things can be improved. You see that happening in some parts of what ICANN is doing. So if you're engaging with the GDD or you are getting, or with IANA, you're getting an email afterwards and you're requested to take a few minutes to fill out a feedback form. But I think we're looking for other ways to get feedback on how the interaction with the community works, so that formal complaints are not required and the overall accountability with ICANN staff is improved. Do you think that's a fair display of where we are? So,
I do think so, though I want to avoid thinking of us as consumers. And in terms of the automated feedback forms that you get, I want to make sure, perhaps personally, that they're more than just putting a number down on a piece of paper.
That was just an analogy to illustrate that ICANN is doing these things in other areas, but we need that for the interaction with the community more. So that, I think with that, we can end this part of the agenda, and if I'm not mistaken, we can now start with an early...
Yeah, we have 5 minutes. Sorry.
We have 5 minutes, so we give back 5 minutes to you. Thanks to the sub-team, thanks to Joran and Jordan and Avery, and we will reconvene on time for the next session. The recording can be paused. Thank you.